All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture. You read in this explanation by Paul that all scripture is given to you by inspiration from God. God's word is given to you from God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You call it the scripture or God's word or the Bible, but it refers to the given word of God. It came through the 44 men who were inspired by God to write down as he told them over many centuries. It is God's love letter to you, withstanding the test of time. It is infallible because it is from God and therefore stands the test of time. You read and see that countless prophecies in it have already been fulfilled. This fact remains one of the pieces of evidence that the Bible is indeed the true Word of God. The Scripture is given to us by God to inspire us. All Scripture is given to us by God. Not a bit of it is to be cast aside because it doesn't suit us or our personal thoughts and desires. To eliminate any of God's inspired word is to play with fire. Our knowledge is nothing. God gives you the scriptures so that you have instruction on how to live a life pleasing to him. It teaches us how to live in healthful, sound, loving, productive ways. Thinking that you are in a position of authority over the authority of God causes you to fail miserably. To exalt ourselves over God is pure foolishness. In essence, the one who was created tries to tell their creator how to do things. We think we know better than God what is best for our lives. Failure is the only option. God has wisdom that we do not. The young child in kindergarten does not take the position of the school principal. Likewise, we should realize that our so-called knowledge is nothing. It is, in fact, absolutely nothing at all next to the knowledge of God Almighty. You see, while reading the Bible, all scripture is of huge value to you to help you truly and fully understand God's commands. The word gives you the reason for your beliefs. Thus, the scriptures are given for our instruction, for reproving us when necessary, and for our correction to keep us on the right path morally and spiritually. Our instruction book. In other words, God gives us the scriptures to be our instruction book to help us learn better the righteousness of God and how we are to follow and obey him through Christ. Without them, you would be trying to navigate life without any clue how to proceed. Imagine being left in the middle of the ocean or lost in a jungle without a guide, compass, or map to try to find your way out. Without God's word, we would be in such pure confusion. Sadly, too many today turn from his guidebook or toss it out entirely and try to figure it all out on their own. You lose each time you do this. Life with meaning and joy. We see daily how the world is faring by that pathetic method. The creator of the universe has gave us rules and commands, precepts and guides to help us live in the most fulfilling and meaningful ways. God shows us how to live on earth, understand salvation through his son Jesus, and obtain eternal life with the Father. We learn through his word how to obtain the Holy Spirit. The Spirit's indwelling brings joy to living and meaning to life by serving God and bringing him your gratitude. In conclusion, living to glorify God is the purpose for which we were created. You begin the day praising God and seeking his will. Daily you read your Bible. Soon you are absorbing God's word. Thus growth comes as you learn his plan for you. Spiritually, you are becoming more Christ-like. Lastly, you realize that scripture truly is your guidebook
to joy.